afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirk and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Recently, there was a series of Looking Up programmes about controversial topics in space, and one of these was mining asteroids. People who deal with space and astronomy projects have very long-term visions, just as those ancients did who built pyramids and enormous cathedrals. These were multi-generational projects, and those who had the initial ideas knew that they would not be realised in their lifetimes or even those of their grandchildren. The enormous Square Kilometre Array project, the largest radio telescope in the world, is due to be constructed in the Northern Cape. But those who had the initial ideas about this telescope around 20 years ago won't still be working, probably, when the instrument starts to observe, and may indeed have died by then. And it's the same for many other large science projects starting up now. Mining on asteroids may be a long way off, but nudging it forward is a new mission called Lucy. This is an asteroid probe being launched quite soon, possibly on October the 16th, with a 12-year mission to get close to 8 different space rocks. This will be a record-breaking undertaking, going further away from the Sun than any other solar-powered craft. It's also going to look at Trojan asteroids. These are swarms of asteroids associated with the planet Jupiter that are thought to be remnants of the primordial material that formed the outer planets. The Trojan asteroids orbit the Sun in 2 loose groups, both of them surrounding Jupiter. Lucy will be the first space mission to study the Trojans. The mission takes its name from the fossilized human ancestor called Lucy by her discoverers, whose skeleton provided unique insight into humanity's evolution. Likewise, the Lucy mission will revolutionise our knowledge of planetary origins and the formation of the solar system. Lucy will have a complicated journey, boosted by gravity from the Earth, and will orbit Earth on 2 separate occasions over its 12-year mission. It will be in a position to encounter its first asteroid in April 2025. All of the Trojans are thought to be abundant in dark carbon compounds. Below an insulating blanket of dust, they are probably rich in water and other volatile substances. But we will find out more when the craft gets close to each of its targets to map their shape and determine their composition and distribution of materials, ice and organics. Each asteroid is just a few kilometres, up to just over 100 kilometres long, and many are odd shapes, and in fact we don't know exactly what they'll look like until the craft visits them. And the last of the Trojans are due to be reached in March 2023. The craft itself is end-to-end, over 14 metres long, but most of this is the huge solar panels which will be needed to power the spacecraft and respond to commands from Earth. Its onboard fuel will be used for course changes during its journey to and from the bands of asteroids which hang around Jupiter. Most of its instruments are images of different kinds which will communicate to and from Earth using Lucy's huge 2-meter-long antenna. There are hundreds of asteroids which used to be named after Greek heroes and lesser gods. Now the International Astronomical Union, which gives objects their official names, has called a group of asteroids after Olympic and Paralympic athletes. One of them, Kip Keino, is named after a Kenyan distance runner who was presented with the first ever Olympic Laurel, a distinction honouring an individual's achievements in education, culture, development and peace through sport. So, that's the NASA Lucy mission, set to be launched possibly on October the 16th, and it'll be looking at some objects in our solar system that have never been examined before. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.